Chapter 4. Why Respect Authority. Honor men of all sorts. Have love for the whole association of brothers. Be in fear of God. Honor the king. 1 Peter 2:17. Paragraphs 1 and 2. Question A. Whose direction do we need to follow? Question B. What questions will we discuss in this chapter? When you were a child, there were probably times when your parents asked you to do something that you didn't want to do. You loved your parents and knew that you should obey them. Still, you probably didn't always want to obey them. We know that Jehovah, our Father, loves us. He takes care of us and makes sure that we have everything we need to enjoy life. He gives us the direction we need to be successful. At times, He uses other people to give us direction. We need to respect Jehovah's authority. But why is it sometimes difficult for us to accept direction? Why does Jehovah ask us to follow direction? And how do we show that we respect His authority?
End Note 9. Guidance, Direction, and Counsel. Jehovah loves us and wants to help us. That is why He gives us guidance, direction, and counsel by means of the Bible and through people who love God. As imperfect humans, we desperately need this help. When we respectfully listen to those Jehovah uses to guide us, we show that we respect Him and want to obey Him. End of endnote.
Why is it difficult? Paragraphs 3 and 4. Question. How did humans become imperfect? Why can it be difficult for us to accept direction from others? As humans, we have a tendency to be rebellious. This has been true ever since the first man and woman, Adam and Eve, sinned. Even though they were created perfect, they rebelled against God's authority. Since then, all humans have been born imperfect. Our imperfection is one reason why it can be difficult for us to accept direction from Jehovah and from humans. Another reason is that those whom Jehovah uses to give us direction are also imperfect humans. Because we are imperfect, we tend to be proud. Pride makes it difficult for us to accept direction. For example, in ancient Israel, Jehovah chose Moses to lead his people. A man named Korah, who had served Jehovah for many years, became proud and showed great disrespect to Moses. Although Moses was leading God's people, he was not a proud man. In fact, he was described as the most humble man alive at the time. But Korah could not accept Moses' direction. He even convinced a large crowd to join him and rebel against Moses. What happened to Korah and the rebels? They were killed. In the Bible, we find many examples that teach us that pride is dangerous.
End Note 10. Pride and Humility. Since we are imperfect, it is easy for us to be selfish and proud. But Jehovah expects us to be humble. Often, we begin to learn humility when we compare ourselves to Jehovah and realize how small we are. Another important part of humility is learning to think more about others and what will be good for them rather than ourselves. Pride often makes a person believe that he is better than others. A humble person looks at himself honestly and sees both his strengths and his weaknesses. He is not afraid to admit his mistakes, to apologize, and to accept suggestions and counsel. A humble person relies on Jehovah and follows his direction. End of endnote.
Paragraph 5. Question. How have some humans abused their power? You may have heard the expression, power corrupts. Throughout history, many humans have abused their power. Ecclesiastes 8:9 reads, "All of this I have seen, and I applied my heart to every work that has been done under the sun, during the time that man has dominated man to his harm." For example, Saul was a good and humble man when Jehovah chose him to be king of Israel, but he allowed pride and jealousy to grow in his heart, and this led him to persecute David, an innocent man. Later, David became king, and he was one of the best kings Israel ever had. Still, in time, even David abused his power. He had sexual relations with Bathsheba, the wife of a man named Uriah, and then tried to hide his sin by sending Uriah to be killed in battle. Why we respect Jehovah's authority. Paragraphs 6 and 7. Question A. What does our love for Jehovah motivate us to do? Question B. What will help us to be obedient even when it is not easy to do so? We respect direction from Jehovah because we love Him. Because we love Jehovah more than anything or anyone else, we want to make Him happy. Proverbs 27:11 reads, "Be wise, my son, and make my heart rejoice, so that I can make a reply to him who taunts me." Mark 12:29 and 30 reads, "Jesus answered, 'The first is, Hear, O Israel, Jehovah our God is one Jehovah, and you must love Jehovah your God with your whole heart, and with your whole soul, and with your whole mind, and with your whole strength.'" From the time the first human couple lived in the Garden of Eden, Satan has wanted people to question Jehovah's authority. The devil wants us to think that Jehovah does not have the right to tell us what to do. But we know this is a lie. We agree with these words: "You are worthy, Jehovah our God, to receive the glory and the honor and the power, because you created all things." Revelation 4:11. When you were a child, you were probably taught to obey your parents even when you didn't want to. In a similar way, as servants of Jehovah, there may be times when it is not easy to be obedient. But we love and respect Jehovah, so we do all we can to obey Him. Jesus set the example for us. He obeyed Jehovah even when it was not easy or convenient to do so. That is why He could say to His Father, "Let not my will but yours take place." Luke 22:42.
End note 11. Authority. Authority is the right to give orders and make decisions. Jehovah is the one with the highest authority in heaven and on earth. Because He created all things, He is the most powerful person in the universe. He always uses His authority to benefit others. Jehovah has given some humans the responsibility to look after us. For example, parents, congregation elders, and governments have some authority, and Jehovah wants us to cooperate with them. But when man's laws conflict with God's laws, we obey God rather than men. When we accept the authority of those Jehovah is using, we show Jehovah that we respect His decisions. End of endnote.
Paragraph 8. Question: What are some ways that Jehovah directs us? Today, Jehovah directs us in different ways. For example, He has given us the Bible. He has also given us the congregation elders. We show that we respect Jehovah's authority when we respect those He uses to direct us. If we reject their help, in a sense, we are rejecting Jehovah. When the Israelites rejected Moses, Jehovah viewed it seriously. He viewed it as if they were rejecting Him.
And note 12. Elders. Jehovah uses elders, who are experienced brothers, to care for the congregation. These men help us to keep our relationship with Jehovah strong and to worship Him in a peaceful and organized way. For elders to be appointed by Holy Spirit, they must meet specific qualifications found in the Bible. We trust and support God's organization, so we happily cooperate with the elders. End of endnote.
The following is supplementary information. Listen to advice. From time to time, someone may give us advice based on Bible principles. Here are three reasons why it may not be easy to accept advice. We feel that the advice does not apply to us. Perhaps we think that the person who spoke to us does not really understand our situation. But ask yourself whether there was a good reason the person said what he did. When you understand the reason for the advice, it may be easier to accept it. Proverbs 4:13 reads, "Hold on to discipline. Do not let it go. Safeguard it, for it means your life." We do not like how the advice was given. Only a perfect person could give us perfect advice in a perfect way. Instead of focusing on the way someone gives advice, focus on what he is saying and think about how you can apply it. We think we don't need advice because of our age or experience. In ancient Israel, even the king received advice from prophets, priests, and others in his kingdom. When we humbly accept advice that is based on the Bible, it will help us to grow closer to Jehovah. Remember that advice based on the Bible is a gift from Jehovah, who loves us and wants what is best for us. Do your best to accept and apply it. Returning to the chapter. Paragraph 9. Question: How will love move us to follow direction? When we respect authority, it shows that we also love our brothers and sisters. Think of it this way. When there is a natural disaster, often a relief team works together to save as many people as possible. For the team to be effective, someone needs to organize it, and each member of the team needs to follow direction. But what if one person ignores the direction and simply does what he wants? Even if his motives are good, his refusal to listen could cause problems for his teammates, possibly causing them to get seriously hurt. In a similar way, if we don't follow direction from Jehovah and those to whom he has given some authority, others may suffer. But when we obey Jehovah, we show that we love our brothers and respect Jehovah's arrangement. Paragraphs 10 and 11. Question: What will we now discuss? Whatever Jehovah asks us to do is for our good. When we show respect for authority in our family, in the congregation, and in dealing with government officials, all will benefit. Understanding why Jehovah wants us to show respect to others can help us to do so. Let's discuss in more detail how we can show respect in three areas of life. Respect in the family. Paragraph 12. Question: How can a husband show that he respects authority? Jehovah created the family and gave each family member a role. When each member understands what Jehovah expects of him or her, the family arrangement will work well and the whole family will benefit. Jehovah has made the husband the head of the family. This means that Jehovah expects him to take care of and lovingly guide his wife and children. So a husband must answer to Jehovah for how he cares for them. A Christian husband is kind and loving and treats his family the way Jesus treats the congregation. When a husband does this, he shows that he respects Jehovah.
Endnote 13. Family Head. Jehovah has given parents the responsibility of looking after their children and household. However, the Bible explains that the husband is the head of the family. If there is no father in the household, the mother becomes the family head. The responsibilities of the family head include providing the family with food, clothing, and a place to live. It is very important for the family head to take the lead in helping the family to worship Jehovah. For example, he makes sure that they regularly attend congregation meetings, share in the field ministry, and study the Bible together. The family head also takes the lead in making decisions. He always tries to imitate Jesus by being kind and reasonable, never cruel or harsh. This helps to create a loving atmosphere so that all in the family can feel safe and grow in their relationship with Jehovah. End of endnote.
Paragraph 13. Question: How can a wife show that she respects authority? A Christian wife also has an important and dignified role. She supports her husband as he works hard to be a good family head. Together with him, she has the responsibility to train the children. One way she teaches her children to be respectful is by her own example. She respects her husband and cooperates with his decisions. Even when she does not agree with him about something, she explains her feelings in a kind and respectful way. When a Christian woman is married to a non-witness, she has unique challenges. But if she continues to treat her husband with love and respect, perhaps one day he too will want to know Jehovah and worship him. 1 Peter 3:1 reads, "In the same way, you wives, be in subjection to your husbands, so that if any are not obedient to the word, they may be won without a word through the conduct of their wives." Paragraph 14. Question: How can children show respect for authority? Children are precious to Jehovah, and they especially need protection and guidance. When children obey their parents, they make their parents happy. Even more important, by being obedient, they show respect to Jehovah and make him happy. In many families, children are being raised by only one parent. This can be very difficult for both the parent and the children. But when the children are obedient and support their mother or father, family life will be much better. Whatever the situation, no family is perfect. But every family can be happier when each member follows Jehovah's direction. This brings glory to Jehovah, the creator of all families. Respect in the congregation. Paragraph 15. Question: How can we show that we respect authority in the congregation? Jehovah directs us by means of the Christian congregation, and he has given Jesus full authority over it. In turn, Jesus has given the faithful and discreet slave the responsibility to care for God's people on earth. Matthew 24:45-47. Today, the faithful and discreet slave is the governing body. The governing body provides what we need at the right time to help keep our faith strong. Elders, ministerial servants, and circuit overseers support congregations around the world and receive direction from the governing body. All these brothers have the responsibility to take care of us. They answer to Jehovah for how they handle this responsibility. So when we respect these men, we respect Jehovah. 1 Thessalonians 5:12 reads, "Now we request you, brothers, to show respect for those who are working hard among you and presiding over you in the Lord and admonishing you." Hebrews 13:17 reads, "Be obedient to those who are taking the lead among you, and be submissive, for they are keeping watch over you as those who will render an account, so that they may do this with joy and not with sighing, for this would be damaging to you."
And note 14, governing body. The governing body is the group of men with the heavenly hope who are used by God to direct the work of his people. In the first century, Jehovah used a governing body to guide the early Christian congregation in their worship and their preaching work. Today, the group of brothers who serve as the governing body take the lead in directing, guiding, and protecting God's people. When these brothers make decisions, they rely on guidance from God's Word and His Holy Spirit. Jesus spoke of this group of anointed men as the faithful and discreet slave. Matthew 24:45-47. End of endnote.
Paragraph 16. Question: Why can we say that elders and ministerial servants are appointed by Holy Spirit? Elders and ministerial servants help the congregation stay faithful and united. Of course, they are imperfect humans just like us. So how are they selected? These brothers must meet the qualifications found in the Bible. Jehovah used Holy Spirit to help Bible writers explain these qualifications. The elders pray to Jehovah for His Holy Spirit when discussing who should be appointed as an elder or a ministerial servant. Clearly, the congregations are under the direction of Jesus and Jehovah. The men appointed to support and care for us are gifts from God. Paragraph 17. Question. To show respect, what might a sister sometimes need to do? Sometimes there may not be any elders or ministerial servants available to handle an assignment in the congregation. Other baptized brothers can usually help, but if none are available, a sister may need to do a task that would usually be done by a baptized brother. If that is the case, she would wear something to cover her head, perhaps a scarf or a hat. In this way, she shows that she respects Jehovah's arrangement of headship, both in the family and in the congregation.
And note 15, head covering. There may be times when a sister is asked to do something in the congregation that is normally done by a brother. When she does this work, she shows her respect for Jehovah's arrangement by wearing a head covering. But the need to cover her head applies only in certain situations. For example, a sister would wear something to cover her head if she conducts a Bible study when her husband or a baptized brother is present. End of endnote.
Respect for government officials. Paragraphs 18 and 19. Question A. What do we learn from Romans 13, 1 through 7? Question B. How do we show respect for governments? Today, Jehovah allows governments to have some authority, and we should respect them. They organize countries and communities so that they function smoothly and provide people with necessary services. Christians obey the instruction found at Romans 13, 1 through 7, which reads, "Let every person be in subjection to the superior authorities, for there is no authority except by God." The existing authorities stand placed in their relative positions by God. Therefore, whoever opposes the authority has taken a stand against the arrangement of God. Those who have taken a stand against it will bring judgment against themselves. For those rulers are an object of fear, not to the good deed, but to the bad. Do you want to be free of fear of the authority? Keep doing good, and you will have praise from it, for it is God's minister to you for your good. But if you are doing what is bad, be in fear, for it is not without purpose that it bears the sword. It is God's minister, an avenger, to express wrath against the one practicing what is bad. There is therefore compelling reason for you to be in subjection, not only on account of that wrath, but also on account of your conscience. That is why you are also paying taxes, for they are God's public servants, constantly serving this very purpose. Render to all their dues. To the one who calls for the tax. To the one who calls for the tribute. To the one who calls for fear, such fear. To the one who calls for honor, such honor. We respect the superior authorities and obey the laws of the country or community where we live. These laws may affect our family, business, or possessions. For example, we pay taxes and provide information that the government requires. But what should we do if the government asks us to do something that goes against God's laws? The Apostle Peter said, "We must obey God as ruler rather than men." Acts 5, 28 and 29. If we must deal with a government official, such as a judge or a policeman, we should always be respectful. Young Christians show respect to their teachers and other school employees. At our place of work, we show respect to our employer even if other employees do not. When we do this, we imitate the Apostle Paul, who was respectful to officials although it was sometimes difficult. Even if others do not treat us well, we remain respectful. Romans 12, 17 and 18 reads, "Return evil for evil to no one. Take into consideration what is fine from the viewpoint of all men. If possible, as far as it depends on you, be peaceable with all men." Paragraphs 20 and 21. Question. What good things can happen when we show respect for others? All over the world, people show less and less respect for others. But Jehovah's people are different. We make it our goal to respect everyone. We follow the direction of the Apostle Peter. Honor men of all sorts. 1 Peter 2:17. When we respect others, they notice. Jesus told us, "Let your light shine before men, so that they may see your fine works and give glory to your Father." Matthew 5:16. When we show respect in our family, in our congregation, and in other areas of life, our good example may make others want to learn more about Jehovah. And by showing respect to others, we show respect to Jehovah Himself. This makes Jehovah happy and shows Him that we love Him. Bible Principles. 1. Jehovah uses other people to direct us. Honor men of all sorts. Be in fear of God. 1 Peter 2:17. Why can it be difficult to follow direction? Numbers 16:1-3, Ecclesiastes 8:9, and Romans 5:12. Just like us, the people Jehovah uses to direct us are imperfect. Luke 22:42. Jesus set the best example of obedience. He always obeyed Jehovah. Proverbs 27:11 and Mark 12:29-30. Our love for Jehovah moves us to respect His arrangements. In the family, there is a family head. At school, there are teachers. In the congregation, there are elders. 2. The family arrangement is from Jehovah. I bend my knees to the Father, to whom every family owes its name. Ephesians 3:14-15. Why does Jehovah want us to respect the family arrangement? Proverbs 10:1. Jehovah designed the family to provide a secure place where children can grow and each member can enjoy loving relationships. Proverbs 1:8. 1 Corinthians 11:3. Ephesians 6:1-3 and 1 Peter 3:1. The family benefits when each person respects his or her role. 3. Jehovah gave Jesus authority over the congregation. The Christ is head of the congregation. Ephesians 5:23. Why should we cooperate with the congregation arrangement? Matthew 24:45-47. Jesus uses the faithful and discreet slave to care for God's people on earth. 1 Thessalonians 5:12 and Hebrews 13:17. Elders and ministerial servants help the congregation stay strong. We show respect for Jehovah's authority when we cooperate with these brothers. Acts 20:28. Everybody benefits when we fully support the congregation. It is Jehovah's arrangement for worship. 4. Jehovah allows governments to have some authority. There is no authority except by God. The existing authorities stand placed in their relative positions by God. Romans 13:1. How can we show respect for governments? Matthew 5:16 and 1 Peter 3:15. We show respect by what we say and do. This glorifies Jehovah. Acts 26:2-25 and Romans 12:17-18. Christians obey the laws of the country they are in. They remain respectful even if they are not treated well. Romans 13:1-4. Bible principles can help you obey those who have authority. Matthew 22:37-39 and 26:52, John 18:36, Acts 5:27-29, and Hebrews 10:24-25. If a government asks you to do something that conflicts with Jehovah's laws, you need to decide whom you will obey.